I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Dara Kelly and also from Brian Coyle from Real and Grace MMA Club. Lads, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Last weekend we had the American footballers. This week we have local gentlemen from the local jiu-jitsu and MMA team members here today. And suppose myself and Joe Dex, we do get a shock every week. Last week it was the footballers, this week it's MMA. And suppose a lad that's making a name for himself in the circuit is Mobile native and Donegal man, Dara Kelly. Dara, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. How's things?
Thanks, Grace. Great to be here.
Good to have you, Dara. Suppose you're setting this world alight, from what I'm hearing, in the grapevine. You won the Clan Wars featherweight title last weekend in Belfast. How's things been since that?
Oh, it's massive. Winning that belt for me, it means everything. It's been a relaxed week since then, but hopefully we can have plenty more now in the next while.
And you're fighting out of local Letterkenny club, Helen Grace, is that what I'm pronouncing it right? Helen
Grace.
Helen Grace, yeah. Club. And you dethroned the champion. Carol Gallagher was the champion. He was from Dublin. And suppose it's one thing getting into a bout against another competitor, but when he comes within a lot of pedigree, how did you get yourself prepared for last week's fight? Mm-hmm. Maybe we might talk about that first of all.
Yeah. Well, actually, before I'm just back from injury. Mm. I tore my ACL at the beginning of last year, but right before that, my previous fight was actually against Carl Gallagher in Clanmore's, and I already held a win over him. So that was massive for me, even to have the confidence knowing that I beat him before.
Yeah. And that obviously gave you that belief going in there.
Yeah, 100%.
As well. Yeah. So, the Clan Wars, tell us a wee bit more like that. I suppose the Clan Wars is the amateur version, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, getting that into my head. And Bellator, is this another step up?
Bellator would be the second biggest promotion in the world.
And then we got the UFC.
Yeah, then we have the UFC.
So we're taking it back down to roots here, to where you are at. But let's go back, maybe, Dara, suppose, and there's a great story behind yourself and your association with Brian as well.
Yeah.
You're only in the sport a couple of years, and when I mean that, maybe two and a half years.
Mm-hmm. About 3 years, I actually started in the beginners program in Healing Gracie, and it's gone pretty quick since then, to be honest. A lot's happened, as I said, good few wins, and the club's brilliant. Like the rate that they've brought me on is it's unbelievable.
So maybe explain to our listeners, people see MMA or those kind of fights on television, but it's just not that. There's a lot of different skills, there's jiu-jitsu,
there's a lot behind the scene that the naked eye wouldn't pick up, you know. You've got your wrestling, your jiu-jitsu, your kickboxing, boxing, judo. You have to train every single element of the game, and if not, there's a weak point that's going to be shown when you get in the cage.
So coming into that, obviously you've every individual has strengths and weaknesses, and your coaches are there to actually show you your strengths and your weakness. Give me your strengths first, and then we'll look at your weaknesses.
That's where the tactics come in, dude. As you said, every opponent has a strength and weaknesses, and Barney is incredible at highlighting and how we should train, but we'll get to that in a second. But to me, my strengths would be obviously grappling, as we come from a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu based club. But with the likes of Rory McShane down there, the boxing coach, and Paul Pike, kickboxing coach, I think we're very well-rounded, Jim.
And just looking at your own, I know that you've played a bit of Gaelic in your time, you've played a bit of soccer, and where did you get the graph for this sport? Where did you come and say, well, I think I might like that?
As always, and I played soccer and Gaelic my whole life, but I never really had the interest in it, not the same commitment as the other boys, and I might be a bit too rough for them sports, so I think this fitted me down to the ground, to be honest.
So you're a wee bit tougher than the rest of the boys, would you tell me?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And come here, and suppose I'm going to take in your coach here, Barney Coyle. What, Barney, we call you Barney?
You can call me Barney.
I suppose I know you well from around the circuit and jiu-jitsu circuit, and my brother's involved in it as well.
That's right.
Suppose it's unheard of a sports person coming up the levels so quickly and, you know, 7-0, he hasn't been defeated yet. Are you surprised by his progression over the last, let's call it, small number of years?
Well, over the years, I haven't seen somebody progress as quick as Dara, if the truth be told. No, I'm not surprised, because this man works very hard, and anything we ask him to do, he does it. If I show him something this week, you can guarantee next week it's in his game. Mm. So, Dara, they said there 3 years, it's actually under 3 years. He started in my gym in 2017, it was November, because the reason why I know that so well is it was the first time. Over the years, you're always finding ways to get new people into the gym. So I actually have one big area upstairs, and I rented another place downstairs, and that was called the intro room. And mm-hmm. Dara was one of the first batch came in through the intro room, and that was 2017 that started. So he's just 2.5 years, and he's been out for 6 months. So to me, that's 2 years experience, and he's 7-0. So
very little experience there. So as you say, it's rare to see such a talent coming through. And suppose was so you know, he's not a mature fighter. You have to be very careful, suppose, in the way you take that and put an athlete in into the ring, because it is serious business at the end of the day.
It is serious business, and the fear I had with Dara was Dara's always looking for more. And sometimes I'd say to him, you know, Dara, we have to go a wee bit slower here. Because as a coach, I don't want to make any wrong decisions, you know. And it's not about winning or losing then. It's about, could this person get seriously hurt, you know. I think we did all right over the years. We selected good fights for him. And
well, obviously, yous have done very well, boys. So congratulations. You have the Clan Wars Irish title and the Akuma Irish title.
Yeah.
You have the two titles, I should say, at 66 kg featherweight.
Mm-hmm.
They're Irish promotions, of course. Brian, suppose the sport does get a lot of bad press at times.
MMA?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably does a wee bit, but I don't see why.
Yeah, because they're all obviously trained to the highest level.
Absolutely. Like as Dara just says about all the different disciplines, like you have to be well up in your striking, you have to be well up in your grappling, you have to be well up in the fence work. There's so much that comes into it. So I'm not sure why it's getting bad publicity, to be fair.
And suppose that your own club, it's such a good atmosphere, and people wouldn't realise that there's over 200 members in the club.
Aye, well, maybe not over 200, but there's very, very close to 200 at the minute. When you take in from children to adults, yes, we could have well over 150 anyway, yeah.
And as you said, I suppose, Dara, you touched on it, there's different sports there. Been taught.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a mixture of everything. Like the atmosphere in the club is so friendly, and it's just brilliant for growth. Even new people coming in, they're shocked, you know. There's that much skill involved that it's just there's that much skill involved that it's getting a bad press because it looks raw and aggressive, but it's skilled, and at the end of the day, the fighters go in and they're in there for a reason. They want to fight. No one's forcing them, you know.
Yeah, and just touching on some of those skills, and suppose we mentioned one of them is jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Suppose it's a sport that's getting very, very popular. And maybe, Brian, you can explain that more to our listeners, a wee bit more about jiu-jitsu and how it works.
Well, jiu-jitsu, I started jiu-jitsu myself 16 years ago when it was actually February, so that's just over 16 years ago, and into Mulford Jiu-Jitsu Club, and that was been run by Gabriel and John McAteer. So the very first night that I went to Mulford Jiu-Jitsu, they actually were hosting a seminar from John Kavanagh, which is currently Conor McGregor's head coach at the minute. He was a purple belt in Jiu-Jitsu, and I would say he's about a third degree black belt, and I'm a first degree black belt myself. So Jiu-Jitsu, you have obviously Japanese Jiu-Jitsu, but I'm more into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, which is known as BJJ, and it's a huge part of MMA. And so in our club in Letterkenny here, we have classes for kids, which we break them down into three sections. We have our tiny champs, we have our little champs, we have our junior champs, we have a teens program, we have our adults program, which is our regular classes, our fundamentals classes, advanced classes. We have classes just for ladies. We have classes, we call it the Overs Jiu-Jitsu, which is 35 plus.
Essential. And Dara, don't you be laughing.
But Jiu-Jitsu itself is a grappling based art, you know.
Yeah.
And it focuses on that the smaller, weaker person can defend themselves. And like we're chatting very much about a sport aspect of it now, but it is essentially a self-defense. Mm-hmm. And we're chatting here today about the sports, and I have a few people I could name out in a wee while who did very well over the years in our club and the sports aspect of it.
And really combining all that and then giving that platform to a young man like Dara, and suppose hitting the headlines now, Dara, but you know, suppose you've trained maybe twice a day, and just tell us some of the sacrifices you have to make.
Well, the main one would be getting up early, I'm not too good at that. the diet would be a little one. And really, you feel like you're missing out on socialising when your friends are out constantly, and you feel, you know, you're missing out. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it so far, so I'm going to keep going with it, you know.
And your goal?
My goal is just to take it as far as I can, be it Bellator or the UFC. They're my two goals.
And suppose your coach is sitting beside you, right? Obviously, you're going to tell me the answer. Has he got the ability? That's the next question.
Definitely, yeah. And he's the heart too.
Yeah, and suppose that's what we were talking about off air. You know, you can have all the ambitions, but if you don't have the work and the drive and the attitude.
And the mindset, like, Dara's a very, very, very strong mindset.
And suppose your next fight, what's coming next, Dara, for you?
Well, I saw me and Barney have just talked about this week. My next move, and we've both agreed that this is the right move for me. It hasn't been an easy decision, but my next move is to move down to Dublin to train full time in SBG under John Kavanagh, who we just mentioned.
Who's obviously training Conor McGregor and a few others. Supposing that's a massive move for you, and a bit of an exclusive for us as well. So you're heading to John Kavanagh's camp.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. I'm nervous, but I think we have made the right decision. Me and Barney, it's been a joint decision, and I guess they're on the right direction.
And to move, I suppose Barney going down there, you have that kind of father figure about you. You're worried, but you're excited.
I'm more worried and excited, but Dara's level-headed, you know. He'll make the right decisions, and I'm always here. I'm just at the end of the phone if he wants anything.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help him, you know.
And it's a huge, huge opportunity.
It's massive. To me, it's everything. It's my dream, basically. You know, and I put everything into this, and to be able to get even the opportunity to be in the position to be able to go to this gym, that's down to Barney. All the work he's put in with me one-on-one time for the last couple of years, I wouldn't be in the position to be able to go down to this gym if it wasn't for Barney and Healy and Gracie, everyone and Healy and Gracie. So.
And suppose, Barney, that's a huge plaudit to yourselves and your team that you have there.
Oh, it is.
Because the work that you do, maybe it's not the the work behind the scenes that no one hears about, and the night those phone calls in the evening time thinking of giving it up, but you're
Everybody sees the bright lights, you know, but they don't see the hard work that goes on behind the scenes. And as Dara just says about me, it's not just me either. He says about the teammates and the other instructors we have. We're very lucky. Our team in general, Parik, is made up of obviously Letterkenny being HQ, and then we have Donegal Town. Brian Gorman's the coach there, and he's a black belt as well from our team. And Paddy McBride, a black belt on our team from Cool. And then we have Edward Wallace in Gwydor, and we have John Brown in Ashone. And so we're very lucky, and we all get on very well. And every 8 weeks, Parik, we get the team together, and we rotate it. So, for example, 8 weeks ago, it was in Cool, down in Cranford there with Paddy McBride, and the next team training is going to be in Letterkenny. So we rotate it every 8 weeks. So it means that the other members from the other gyms over Donegal, we get to train together, you know. And it's things like that that help. And then they see the likes of Dara doing well and all the other boys. Primarily, Porik, we are a jiu-jitsu academy, you know. And we offer MMA, but I only have... Dara is one person there that does MMA, and young Pat Malloy there fought last weekend as well on the same show of Dara, and that was his debut.
And Pat won as well, yeah.
He won by decision.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had two competitors in London, Mark Barrett. A lot of people know him as Buzz, so he got double gold in London. And Kirk Mullen, another local lad here, got bronze. Buzz actually helps to teach as well in the beginners program, you know.
And that's important too. You bring the boys back in.
You bring the boys back in, yeah.
And suppose, Dara, you haven't had too long to reflect on this.
Yeah.
That news only came as last maybe a couple of days or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And your family, your friends, what do they make of this?
I don't know what to make of it myself just yet, but we'll soon find out this week. But everyone's excited for me, and the support I get in Mavol, it's incredible. Like everyone, there was over 120 down from Mavol at my last fight on Saturday, so the support I get is brilliant, and I thank everyone for coming, because it really does spur you on.
Well, speaking to we do speak to Joe Duffy now and again whenever he's just about to be fighting, and I suppose it's his roots that he's really proud of.
Yeah.
And obviously you're a very proud and a shown man in Mavol, and a big old man too.
And a shown first.
Well, not mentioned it right, but when do you head down to Dublin? When's that taking place?
Well, it's actually tomorrow morning, so this will be
no time for celebrations.
Back at it.
And Barney, no doubt you'll be keeping the watchful eye on him as well, and looking at his...
Oh, well, of course, and I'll be very disappointed if he doesn't come in to train with us when he's up.
I'll be back.
You know?
You have a couple of favours to call in that case. And before I let you go, Barney, suppose the club, as Dara was indicating, it's a family-friendly environment, but it gives, for kids and adults as well, suppose it gives another opportunity for a sport that they might have never thought of actually doing.
Yes, our sport probably doesn't get much coverage, Park, you know. So, as I say, there's the sport element and then there's the self-defense element. So whatever you're after, we have it down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that people are interested, we're based in Old Town, and I already named out the other locations over County Donegal if anybody wants to get in touch or try it. So over the years we had good success, and we're happy the way it's going, and it's growing from strength to strength, and that's down to all the good members that helped keep the club growing.
Well, look, lads, thanks very much for coming in and giving us that exclusive. Exciting times for young Dara heading to Dublin to fight out of the SPG gym, of course, with John Kavanagh. But, of course, started off his career here in Donegal, and hopefully we'll be chatting to you very shortly.
Sure you will.
Thanks for coming in, lads. And
thank you, Parry.
And I suppose you have a Facebook page. Maybe give your club a plug.
Yeah, we have a Facebook, Instagram, website. Yeah, all we're not hard to find.
And
So Healy and Gracie Ireland, look us up. And we have beginner programs running all the time. So we're always taking new members.
And hopefully a world champion coming out of the... no pressure there,
I believe so.
Look, lads, thanks very much for coming and joining us here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.